with the world. He heareth us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Can you give the Lord a clap offering as you take your seat in His presence? Amen. Shortly, our mother in the faith will be coming up to bring us the first word tonight. I'd like your heart to be open, because something will drop today that will usher you to the next level. So with Jesus' joy, put your hands together for Jesus as you receive our mother in the faith for the first word.
Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands and just appreciate the Lord for a minute. Father, thank you for your word. As it comes to me today, I ask, O God, for a blessing. I ask that you open my ears, a hearing ear, a receiving heart. I ask, above all, that you give me a touch. You use your hand to speak to me, like the senior pastor charged us on the first day of this conference. Lord, I ask for your visitation. Speak a word to me in season, in Jesus' name. Please help me give Jesus a big clap and a shout of praise, and then you may be seated in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe that you have been so blessed so far in this conference, in this convention, as of today, the word has been heavy, precept upon precept. We're just going to very quickly look at one of the factors that is required for you to move from where you are to where you are meant to be. Moving from who you used to be to who you are meant to be. And we're looking at it today at the topic, the lifting power of dedication. The senior pastor has asked that this be shared with us today, and has also given a couple of insights as well. Now, by way of introduction, we want to see what dedication is all about. And then we want to see examples of people in Scripture who were dedicated and whose lives were bettered by or as a result of that dedication. And then, if we still have time and time permits us, we want to look at the outcome of that dedication in each of these people's lives. Now, dedication is commitment. Dedication is commitment. When you say a person is dedicated, you are saying that that person is committed. Dedication is commitment. Number two, dedication is wholeheartedness. So when you say a person is dedicated to God and dedicated to the things of God, he does the things of God wholeheartedly. He is not slack. He is not sloppy. He is not slothful. He is not sleepy on the assignment of God. Number three, dedication is single-mindedness. That is to say, you face God and you face Him and you face the assignment until it answers for you. Dedication to God, number four, is tenacity. Tenacity. The senior pastor describes it as stick-to-itiveness. You are tenacious. You hold on to it. You hang on to it. You pursue it. You run with it until you arrive at what it is that God has asked you to do. Number five, dedication is doggedness. Doggedness to assignments. Doggedness to God. Doggedness with your relationship with God. And number six, dedication is drive. There's something that is driving you. Someone is wondering, what energy is this person using to exhibit and to move and to walk? It is called dedication. It has a driving force. There is an engine house on the inside of you, in your spirit man, that will not let you do otherwise than to do that which is required of you at the instance of your dedication. And number seven is zeal. Zeal. You know, in those days in university, we used to have, hey, there's this zealous brother, zealous sister, full of zeal, full of enthusiasm, vibrant, effervescent, always on their toes, in a hurry to get the things of God done, dedicated. People who are in the service of God, doing for God what they need to do. And so, beloved, we need dedication for destiny fulfillment. Dedication to God was a key factor in the lifting of several people in scriptures. These people we saw were dedicated, and God lifted them up in their assignment. We're going to look at a few examples today. Number one is Abraham. Open your Bibles with me to Genesis chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 1. Abraham, an example of a dedicated man, a man committed and dedicated. In that verse, it says, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Ooh. Unto a land that I will show thee. The end destination was not announced. He didn't know where he was to go. He was just to, in dedication and in obedience to God, stand up and go to the land that I, God, says, I will show you. Beloved brothers and sisters, it takes dedication to hear God in that manner and to go for it. You know, that is a bit something like the experience that we had, the senior pastor and I had, pursuing our medical career, doing what we needed to do. All the while, we generally felt that we were going to be, you know, practicing doctors and then be good Christians, serve God, win souls. After all, we had been involved in evangelism, you know, individually before we got married, and even after we got married, and you know, we were prepared to continue that. And then suddenly, bam, God says, stand up and go to a place that I'm showing you. Oh yes, at least that one had an end town called Abuja. At that time, Abuja was an empty, void land. You could drive from, you know, you could just drive across town in like as fast as your car could take you. The land wasn't majorly occupied. But we stood up by faith. And we went by virtue of dedication. Why? Because we loved God enough to know that if he said go, and because of our dedication, we were ready to go as he instructed. And so God said to Abraham, stand up and go to a land I will show you. He said, my master asked, Lord, what is the name of the place? God said, must have said, just be going. When you reach there, you will know. One time we missed our way on, we were supposed to be coming in from, I think that was Lagos area or so, at about Akure. We took the other turn, and instead of the right turn to come to Abuja. And then we were now almost at Benin. We saw Benin, it was senior pastor. He looked up from what he was reading, and then he saw Benin, you know, little sign, you know, at the side of the road. And so we stopped and then asked the road to Abuja. No, the way we... I don't remember the question. He remembers. But the person that we were asking said, now where you dey go? We said, we are going to Abuja. The man said, make una turn. They go. Just they go. That sounded a little bit like what God and Abraham's discussion was like. Just be going. When I tell you to stop, you stop. Beloved brothers and sisters, dedication means I am ready to go all the way with God. I am ready to obey. I am ready to do as he wills for me to do. In verse 4, you see there, and the Bible says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken. As the Lord had spoken. Beloved, in this journey of dedication, prompt obedience is a vital necessity. It's vitally important that you are prompt in your obedience. Number two example that we're going to look at tonight is the example of David. David was a man of absolute dedication. He's the same David that said in Psalm 69 and in verse 9, he says, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. That is to say, my zeal for your house, my zeal for the things of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. How many of you know that song? The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. Time. You are singing, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those are the kind of songs that burnt us up. The Bible says, concerning David, the zeal of the house of the Lord consumed him. And did you see what he said? The reproaches of God has become his reproach. He was not ready to see the house of God suffer, or the affairs of God suffer, or the people of God suffer, or the works of God suffer, and be content to sit down and watch. He said it was a consuming thing that burnt on the inside of him. He was ready to do all that he needed to do in order to fulfill God's assignment and destiny. He's also the same one that said, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so my heart panted after thee, in Psalm 42 and in verse 1. As the heart panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. So dedication, it emanates from the heart, and it is the kind of thing that will not let you rest until you see the assignment of God carried out and fulfilled. The Lord shall baptize us with dedication that shall cause us to run with fire, with fervency. If you believe it, shout a loud amen. Number three example tonight is the example of Elijah the Tishbite. How many of you remember Elijah the Tishbite? In 1 Kings chapter 17, in verse 1, 1 Kings 17, 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. Elijah the Tishbite suddenly appeared. That's the first time you see his name. And when you see him, you also saw zeal. You also saw dedication. You also saw commitment. And he went to the king and said, things are not going on here. Well, the children of Israel are worshipping idols. They are worshipping Baal. I will not sit down and allow the name of the Lord God of Israel to be desecrated. I will not. And then he must have done what he needed to do in terms of dedication, in terms of prayer, in terms of fasting. And when he knew that the time was right, he appeared and said, unless this is changed, there shall be no rain and no dew. Dedication brings about instant manifestation of the power of God in the life of the dedicated. And when he announced that, I'd like you to see what he said in the 18th chapter, the next chapter, verse Kings 18, and in verse 40, 1 Kings 18, 40. What did he say? And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they brought them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Gishon and slew them there single-handedly. He said, you are the agent of leading the children of Israel astray. Their God has brought them into this promised land to serve God. You, prophets of Baal, are the ones leading them astray. And he spoke against them. He acted against them. He prophesied against them. He made them come before do I say God in the public and said, you build your altar unto Baal. I will build an altar unto God. And he built an altar unto God. And he told them, pour water. Call on your gods without pouring water. Call on your gods. Do whatever you want to do. Let fire fall from heaven. Now, you know, that was a direct challenge on what Baal stood for. He was a god of fire. And they sacrificed children to that god on their altars. And the Baal did not answer. Elijah mocked them, according to what scripture says. But then, when it was time to demonstrate the power of God, he built the altar unto God. And the Bible says he repaired the altar. He gathered the stones together because they're falling apart. Dedication is what will make you repair what has been scattered without asking for money. Dedication is what will make you do what others are running away from just because you want to please your God. Dedication is what will make you take money out of your pocket to ensure that the house of God is not in any way limited for what needs to be done. Dedication is what will make you sacrifice your sleep and your food in prayer, in fasting, in watching, in praying, so that the counsel of God can be established in your generation. Elijah gathered the stones, arranged the altar, set it in order, and then he prayed a simple prayer. A dedicated man or woman does not need to struggle at the place of prayer. You do not need to struggle. I'm not saying you shouldn't pray. You will pray. You will pray based on the word of God, based on the insight of the word of God. But before you call, I will answer. Is that not what God said? That promise is not for the lackadaisical, sleepy, slothful Christian that only comes to church and they're only content to complain. Ushers didn't usher me well. Choir didn't sing to my satisfaction. Counselors did not counsel us. Beloved, if they haven't done it to your satisfaction, jump into their midst and do what you think you need to do. Sit down there. It's your father's house. Tell your neighbor it's your father's house. It's your father's house. The other day, a young man traveled to his father's house, or rather, a building that the mother had built. And the mother hasn't been living there, has been living in another town. And he saw that the house was in disarray, degenerated, everything was upside down, the fence was bad, everything was just not okay. By himself, out of his resources, he started rebuilding the house. He didn't ask the mother or the father or anybody else for money. It was his house. If it is your father, his house is your house. God is looking for shepherds in this generation. People who will lead his sheep as shepherds and will lead them in the way of the Lord. Let me continue what I was saying. And so, Elijah, the Tishbite, gathered the stones together, rearranged the altar, and then he called down fire. It wasn't a struggle. The fire fell. He said, if God be God, this is the evidence. And he, single-handedly, even if it is in abattoir, and it is cow, even if it is chicken, excuse me, anybody with a poultry farm or something like that, can one person successfully kill and dress 400 chickens in one day? What of cow? We are talking of Baal's prophets. He had them all captured, tied up. He didn't delegate the assignment by himself. He took the armashatakalakala. God is looking for some brutal, some fire-impacted, fire-rise, ruggedized men and women that he can send into the field to carry out his assignment without fear or favor. Today, the help of God is coming upon your life. The dedication mantle of God is coming upon your life. If you believe it, you shout a loud amen. Number four is Job. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Job, in Job chapter 13, verse 15. That Job is the same Job who said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Let's ignore the B-part. Even if he slay me, I will follow him. This is that Job who, the Bible says, he was ears to the deaf, he was eyes to the blind. He was the one that helped the widows. He was the one that, a cause he did not know anything about, he pursued it to a logical conclusion. On the platform of dedication to God, he would not want to see the people of God suffer for anything. He took it upon himself. It was a self-appointed self. You know, when you have a king or a president, he's either imposed on the nation or he's voted by the nation or he's born into inheritance like Queen Elizabeth into the nation or he is arranged into the nation. But Job neither waited to be appointed, nor elected, nor selected. He decided to make himself the one that would help the people of God. His dedication for God said, I will not wait and see things go bad. I will step in and I will do it. Beloved brothers and sisters, there is a mantle of dedication in this house. And after today, it shall come upon somebody in the name of Jesus. Shadrach. How many of you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 16? Daniel 3:16. He said, and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. You see, but king, I don't care what this your decree is. For me, what God demands of me is that I worship Him, I worship Him alone. There is nothing you and your decree will do that will make me bow to your altar. Bow to your image. And then in the next verse, in verse 17, what did they say? If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Ha! They were ready in everything that needed to be done to ensure that God was not denied, was not desecrated, and they did not bow to another altar. That was on the platform of dedication. And you've heard God's servant said many times before, when people say, if I perish, I perish. But that such people never perish. And that is one of the examples we have today. Queen Esther said, even if I perish, I perish. But here, I will not watch the children of God destroyed. I will stand for God. Uncle, go and pray. Fast. And I and the maidens that are with me, we will also pray and fast right here in the palace. And by all means, God answered that dedication. God is about to answer somebody today in the name of Jesus. Let's look at Daniel and then we'll be concluding in the next few minutes. Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 5. They said, then said this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and the princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes and everybody have consulted together to establish a royal decree and make a firm decree and so on and so forth. Anyway, they told him that from now on, so, 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 so. When Daniel heard that the writing of this evil man had been concluded, he went up to his house. Go on further down. He went up to his house. Now, when Daniel knew in verse 10 that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. It wasn't a today matter. It was an established behavior. His dedication was not experimental. His standing his ground was not accidental. It was a lifestyle. Beloved, make dedication to God a lifestyle. The benefits cannot be comprehended. People will look at you after a short while and say, what is the mystery of this person's life? What is the secret? How is this happening? It is dedication. It is like scripture says, precept upon precept, line upon line, word upon word. The dedication from many, many, many years ago, they build up one on top of the other. One on top of the other. You can start building your building at the same time with another person. Same design. You see that in some of the estates in Abuja. They start at the same time. But one gives more attention, more time, more building inputs. More blocks, more cement, more water, more money. And the other one is taking his time. Who will build the skyscraper and finish first? The one that was dedicated and committed to the assignment. In this kingdom race, it is you that is the determinant of how God will raise you. You are the determinant of how far you can go with God. By virtue of your dedication. You see, we used to tell our children, God does not have grandchildren. I also say to women sometimes when I'm sharing with them, God does not have daughters-in-law. And any priest that heard the message that the senior pastor preached yesterday, God does not have daughters-in-law. God has sons and daughters. It is your personal relationship with God that determines your personal experiences with God. It is your prayer altar, your dedication to service, your dedication to kingdom financial principles, your dedication to serving God that determines how far God can take you in life. I remember, as at the time that God was, bringing the call, and the God servant went to pray in Ghana Rob, those areas away from destruction, to seek the face of God. Prior to this time, we had, by dedication and study and work with God, arrived at what it takes to exist in ministry without begging or borrowing. By books, by research, personal adventures that fortified us to be able to say, yes, sir, I am yours to command, and I am yours, I'm here to obey. And so when he said, go, there was no looking back. So then we left everything we had in Jos. The 3-bedroom flat we were staying. We left everything. All our medical textbooks, cooking pots, pans, plates, you know those kind of things, wedding gifts, because we came here about 2 years after we were married, 1 year after our first daughter was born. Left everything, no looking back. By the time we remembered that we have property in Jos, it was over 1 year plus. When we went there, we could barely find anything again. We had to rebuy all our medical textbooks again because we needed to maintain a library. Everything, because we were not ready to look back. Somebody's dedication is about to move you up. Is there any helmet? We can print medical textbook now if you want. Are you listening to what I'm saying? God is about to take somebody to a place where when you look back at where you came from, you say, thank God I answered. Thank God I answered. Somebody that's about to say that, jump up on your feet and say, thank you, Lord, that I answered you. Thank you, Lord, for my dedication. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to serve you. Lift up your voice and pray this evening. Ask God, Father, make me a dedicated man. Make me a dedicated woman. Make me committed. Make me wholehearted. Make me single-minded. Make me tenacious. Make me dogged. Give me drive. Give me zeal. Lift up your voice. Talk to God this evening. Talk to God this evening. Father, help me. Grant me the grace to fulfill destiny. Grant me the grace, oh God, to be who I am meant to be in life and in destiny. Father, I give you praise. Father, I worship you. Ancient of Days, I magnify your precious holy name. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you in the name of Jesus.